Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good morning, everyone. This is Maisha. I am coming to you all today on this beautiful Saturday morning. Let me first apologize for getting in a little bit late. But nonetheless, let's get started with today's show. Now, before I get started with my show, I always like to introduce myself because I am very much aware, as always, that there may be new individuals that are listening that do not know who I am. So I always like to take a moment before my shows to introduce myself and let you all know a little bit about me. So again, my name is Maisha Avery. I am a health educator, healthy lifestyle blogger. I'm also the CEO and founder of Inspire to Change LLC. The mission and purpose of Inspire to Change is to help educate, motivate, and inspire others into a healthier lifestyle. In 2010, I graduated from Johnson C. Smith University, where I obtained my Bachelor of Science in Health Education, specializing in community health. I am based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And for you all that are listening, if you're around this area, or if you frequent Charlotte, or if you live here, I also am the creator of Let's Get Physical, which is a group workout in the park, and it usually takes place once a month here in Charlotte, and it's in the uptown area. And I'll get into my social media handles towards the end so you can continue to keep updated with what I'm doing, any new shows, any events. I also have a blog, so I'll discuss that at the end and give my website and that information out. So, okay, let's get into today's show. And today's show is entitled Trusting the Process. I came up, so I have these funny ways of coming up with shows. So a lot of the times when I come up with my shows, whether I am in conversation with others, or it may be things that I observe that I feel like individuals may need help on. And so I came up with Trust the Process. And when I came up with this, my brain wasn't really focused on one aspect of this full process. So let me back up for a moment. So for myself, and I'll address this for individuals that may not know who I am and they're just listening for the first time. If you have heard my radio show before, this may seem redundant, but it's definitely my passion. And I wanted to let you all know how I basically got here in terms of what I'm doing right now. So again, I have a degree in health education, and I really didn't have a desire, or I really didn't know that I would be doing anything that I'm doing right now. I had a different passion and a different plan for getting my degree in health education. So with that being stated, how I got into this space was because I completely changed my lifestyle, and which afforded me the opportunity to lose over 70 pounds. So from there, I've been on this, and it's been 3 years in May of this year, but I've been on this kick to like live a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, live a healthier lifestyle and those sort of things. So I've been on this kick. So this is where I've come to this whole being a healthy lifestyle blogger and throwing events and motivating and wanting to inspire others, but most importantly, educating others. Because, and this is why I came up with Trust the Process, because what I see a lot of is a lot of the times we want quick fixes. And not realizing that anything that comes quick is probably going to end that way as well. And number two, you know, individuals ask me, well, how did I maintain? How did I lose this weight? But it's not about necessarily losing weight. My ultimate goal was to always live a healthier lifestyle. And with that, that became a full process on its own. It was not something that I achieved overnight. My goal was never to lose 10, 15, 20 pounds. My goal was to always maintain a healthier lifestyle. And when you treat it as a process and you treat it as a journey, and your end game is not to lose pounds, but your end game is to live healthier, then what will happen is that you will see reap the results of living a healthier lifestyle versus just trying to lose 10 or 20 pounds. So I wanted to talk about trusting the process again, because it's not something that is, again, me being here in this space, it was a full lifestyle change. It wasn't something, again, that I did overnight. It wasn't something I was just trying to do to lose weight really quickly. So that's the difference. When we treat it as a process and we understand that it's a journey, that's a lot different for someone that may lose weight, start over again, gain weight, go back and forth, versus someone that is able to maintain. So what I want to talk about in trusting the process, and I didn't realize that really I went through a full process until after I came out of it, which was very weird. Like the whole process for me was very like an outer body experience. And then I was able to come back to all of this when I was done. So first thing, and I always like to talk in points. So if this is the first time that you're listening to my show, I would suggest that you take out, if you're listening on your phone and you're able to type in your notes section, because we all have that, or if you have a notebook and you're writing information down, that will be good too. But if you want to revisit any of this information or you find it helpful, I would suggest in just writing the information down. So first things first, with trusting the process, and I talked about this a little bit, I believe, on my last show, which I am on the air every first and third Saturday of the month, and we'll talk about that as well. But so the first step in trusting the process is believing in yourself. And number one, this is the hardest for anyone. I still struggle with it from day to day. It is definitely some key practices that I have to maintain every day to continue to believe in myself. I believe that is a struggle for everyone, regardless of how successful you are, whatever you are doing. At some point in time, you're always going to have to encourage yourself in order to believe in yourself. So the first part of trusting the process is believing in yourself. And I state that because if you don't believe in yourself, or if you don't believe in your capabilities, then it's going to be very hard for you to fulfill this process, however your journey looks. But if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to even have the motivation to try. So first things first, I would say always believe in yourself. And by believing in yourself, it may look different for everyone. So for me, what I developed through this whole process was, and throughout my lifestyle change, was beginning to speak positive to myself. And pretty often I feel as individuals, I've seen it and I've done it, not doing it myself, but it's very hard for us to speak positive about ourselves and to ourselves. And a lot of the times that's encouraging. Have you ever thought about, and I was speaking with a client some time ago, and I, you know, asked this question about, have you ever thought about oftentimes to look at our lives and look at what we want for ourselves on the outside, and then, you know, come apply it to our lives, to ourselves, within ourselves. So I remember discussing with a client, and we'll talk about the type of clients that I have or what have you. But I remember talking with a client and I said, you know, in terms of believing in yourself, you have to look at it like this. How do you feel when, when someone comes up to you and they give you, how do you feel when someone comes up to you and they give you a compliment? That very same compliment that someone else is giving you, it may completely turn your day around. And so you have to always think about it in that way when you talk positive to yourself. So if someone else can say something positive and, you know, it makes you feel great, how do you think that you would feel if you spoke those positive affirmations to yourself on a daily basis? Sometimes I do it multiple times a day, because a lot of the times with everything that is going on in the world, and not to get too far off, but everything going on in the world, everything that can take place in our lives can offset our energy. So what I always like to do, and like I stated, I do it different times throughout the day, but I just speak positive to myself. Whenever I feel like I can't keep going, then I always, you know, give myself some encouraging words. I remember, and I'll touch on this a little bit, but if you all follow me on social media, then you may have seen this, but I started this affirmation jar. And basically what the affirmation jar is that I took this jar, it was decorated already. I may have gotten it from another project or what have you. And so I took this jar and I just took a sheet of paper. And it wasn't really fancy. The jar is really cute. Like I said, it was a project that I had from some time ago and it was really decorated. And I was like, I'm not doing anything else with this. I usually fill it with like peppermints or what have you. So anyway, I took this jar and I began to write out positive phrases to myself. And so what I do is that every day, I try to make it a point as of every day, but it hasn't become a culture of having to do so. I'm pretty sure that it will at some point in time in my life, just like anything else, when you continue to do something, it just becomes a habit. But what I try when I do remember, and I typically keep it at my job, I keep it at work on my desk because then it'll help me remember. If I have it at home, then I won't really remember too much. But at any rate, so I have this affirmation jar. And with this affirmation jar, I go into the jar and I randomly pick out a phrase each day. And so with that, once I pick out a phrase each day, and there are different phrases, and they may say something as simple as be great. Have a nice day, smile. You know, it doesn't have to be anything deep or too much, but you can just write some feel good phrases, some positive phrases that make you feel good. So I wrote phrases, I tore the pieces of paper, I folded them up and I put them in this jar. So randomly each day, I pick out actual positive affirmation, you know, so what have you. So it definitely, and what that does is that it makes you continue to go on. Like I said, and we fail to realize that when you're going through a process of weight or living a healthier lifestyle, it's not always, it doesn't always have to be about weight loss. We miss so much that can be done throughout the process that we don't even realize that we're really setting ourselves back instead of encouraging ourselves. So with that being stated, you have to, and this is why I came up with this in testing the process, because it's a whole nother, when you tap into, it's a whole nother world in terms of trying to create this healthier lifestyle that you want for yourself. And so with that being said, you always have to, first things first, I stated, and what we're talking about now, is believing in yourself. And with that, I'm a firm believer in protecting my peace. I'm speaking positive to myself, which also keeps you motivated, which also keeps you encouraged. And it also allows you to believe in your abilities. So that's the reason I definitely like this positive affirmation jar. because it is definitely helpful. Now, the second step of the process is trusting the process is try. T-R-Y, try. And it's something so simple, but a lot of us lack this. And it's all about trying. And with also trying, and we'll get into the next step after this, but in terms of trying, you can, so this is the thing with this process. You can buy into all of the gimmicks that you want, and I won't even touch on that, but you can buy into all the gimmicks that you want. You can hire anyone that you want to hire in terms of a personal trainer, someone such as myself that will educate you on how to eat properly. But if you don't try, none of it will work. Your process will not pick up off the ground. None of this will work. So before you waste your time, someone else's time, your money, you have to be committed, and you have to be committed to trying. And I always talked about this, and I actually have a shirt that states, and I'll talk about that as well, but I also have a tank top. And before, when I released the collection, I had a shirt, and it says perfection. And a lot of the times what stops us from even trying is because we want to have perfection. And when the process doesn't look like we want it to look like, or we don't lose 20 pounds in 1 month like we hoped, or we look at others and we think that, you know, and when you look at other people that have lost weight or what have you, to you, it may look like it happened overnight. So the actual expectation that you set for yourself in terms of living a healthier lifestyle can sometimes be jaded in your process. And a lot of times that's what causes people not to try to their full capacity in which they need to try to even do something or to even lose any type of weight is because the expectation is that it happens overnight. It does not. And I would say even for myself, when I look at other individuals, because I'm on social media and those other things as well, of course. When I look at other people and their loss transformations or what have you, or as you know that people are losing weight, it does seem to be a bit overnight, because you have to understand is that a lot of individuals, even for myself, when I started this whole healthy lifestyle blogger, and became an entrepreneur, I came out into the world after I had lost weight. So individuals on a personal scale on social media, and this was before I was a blogger or what have you, people would see my transformation, but I didn't post pictures step by step, day by day. So what it looks like is I may post a picture today, and then the next thing you know, I may post a picture 2 months from now and I have lost 40 pounds possibly. And to other individuals that look like it has happened overnight, because I'm not posting every single step of my process all day, every day. So to other individuals, it can look like it's happening overnight for me, because I'm posting what I want to post when I want to post it. And if it's recent for them, it looks like this is the overnight process, and it's not. And so what can happen is that can cause us, again, not to try to our full capacity or even try hard enough to even get results, because we have this expectation that it's going to happen overnight. And we try, we give like 2% of trying. And then when it does not happen or what have you, is say, you know, person next door, and we don't think that, you know, oh, Maisha lost this amount of weight overnight or what have you, when it really may have taken me like 4 months to lose that amount of weight. But for you, you think that it happened overnight. And then now, because you haven't lost weight overnight, then you stop trying. And then you stop believing in yourself. But you have to understand that, again, as I stated in the beginning before I started, anything that happens quick will leave quick. And that's why I talked about, that's why I'm talking about trusting the process. Because when you trust the process and you treat it as a process and you treat it as a transformation and not as something that will happen overnight, then what will end up taking place is that you will be able to see results because you're actually trying, you're actually believing in yourself. Excuse me. The next point I wanted to bring up was, in all of this, and after, you know, trying, was celebrate your accomplishments. This is so big, and this is something that we do not do. And it's so big, and this is something that will definitely keep you motivated and keep you, you know, it'll allow you to believe in yourself as well, is celebrating your accomplishments. And I remember talking with someone and they were feeling a little bit down because they went to go work out and only burn a certain amount of calories. And they became hard on themselves for only losing X amount of calories. Yes, could they have lost more? It's very much possible. However, that doesn't, and this person was so defeated. I mean, and this is not to out anyone, this is, but I'm just giving this example to help other individuals, because there may be other individuals that are going through this right now that are listening. But this individual was so defeated to the point where they didn't even know if what they were doing was the correct thing to do, which it was. And I had to tell them, I said, you know, you have to learn how to celebrate your accomplishments. And yes, you could have burned more calories. And at some point in time, you weren't even burning that many calories, but you made it there. And they said, that's true. I said, okay, and then you have to also understand, I remember this particular day when I was talking to them, I hadn't even worked out that day. And so I say all that to say this, if I'm someone that anyone looks up to as being inspirational, you know, you're downing yourself and not celebrating your accomplishments or what have you, but you've done more. I had to state in that time frame and that day, that individual did more working out and burned more calories than I did because I didn't even work out that day. So you have to understand, and you have to, that type of mindset is not going to allow you to, number one, believe in yourself or believe or trust in your abilities, because you're too busy being defeated or burning calories. You are beating up yourself for actually trying. And basically, that's what it was. This individual was trying and beating themselves up. Now, beating yourself up, what doesn't happen is that it doesn't allow you to, it doesn't motivate you. It allows you to become defeated. And so, in a nutshell, what happens is that some people either give up, they basically may hit a plateau, or they may stay where they are. So if you're upset about burning only 400 calories, you're more than likely going to continue and only do enough work to burn 400 calories, or you're going to actually be burning less because you're just like, you don't have the will, you don't have the motivation, you don't have the determination to kick it up. So what needs to happen is that, in terms of celebrating your accomplishments, what needs to happen in that scenario, or for any scenario, was to applaud yourself for even losing or even burning that amount of calories. Because then what happens is that when you applaud yourself and celebrate your accomplishments, then what happens is that you'll see that it'll definitely, it's a pep talk within yourself. So what will happen is that, so think about it this way. And so I always refer back to, you have to look on the outside and then come back to yourself and work on yourself from within. So think about it this way. Think about if you work and you are supposed to hit a goal of maybe let's talk about in, maybe if you work in sales and you have a job where in sales, you are supposed to close out maybe three loans in a day. I don't know. Let's just talk about that. You're supposed to close out three loans a day at work. And so what happens is that you're supposed to close out these three loans within a day. And when you first start out, so you start out with this new job, you're a new employee. And of course, you're just being trained or what have you. And so you're supposed to close three loans within a day. And when you first start out, you're not really getting anything. You're just starting out. You don't really know. It's still all new to you. So you may or may not be doing anything. So, okay. And so then you may close your first loan. It's great. The party. Everybody is in love with it. Whoop diddy woo woo woo. Yay. And so then, you know, you say, okay, you're supposed to be closing three. So it's baby steps, right? So then get to the point where you're closing. You get to the point where you're closing two loans. And let's say you stay there for some time. You stay there with only being able to close two a day. For some time, say it takes you, let's first start and you close your first one in 2 weeks after you started. You close your second one and it's and you just can only close two like the next couple of months or what have you. So let's say, for instance, you're just stuck right there closing two a day for months, maybe about 6 months or so. So you're around your fourth month, and every time you around, your manager is telling you, you know, you need to close more. You're not celebrating the fact that you've put. And even though if you may have only been closing these two loans within a certain amount of time or what have you, they're not celebrating the progress that you're making with just being able to close two loans. They're not celebrating any of that. What they're looking at is that you're not closing three. And they feel that you're at this time. But they're not celebrating that you're building better client relationships. They're not celebrating that you're bringing in more revenue, even though you may be closing two loans, they may be bigger loans. They're not celebrating any of that. They're just looking at the fact that you're not at. So take that back and look at how it will make you feel. That will make you feel defeated because you feel like you're putting in 100% when you come every day. You're making more money. Yeah, you only close two loans or what have you, but you're making more money. And, you know, and then every time you turn around, your manager is like, oh, you should be closing three. You should be closing three. And they're not getting any of the fact that at least you're progressing. So think about it. Eventually, it may take you a longer time to get to. It may take you a longer time to get to closing three. Because you just don't have motivation, not necessarily in the outside, but within, because we operate off of what we're about ourselves. So you're not being able to close because you're not getting that motivation. So in a nutshell, that's the same way that it looks for yourself when you beat yourself up and you're not really motivated to go and get whatever it is that you need to get. It's the same exact thing. So with that being stated, as I stated, learn to celebrate your accomplishments. So if you gain 3 pounds, learn to celebrate that. I always tell my clients that as well, is that understand that at least you're trying or what have you. So if you've only lost, which shouldn't be your focus, but if you've only lost, let's say 3 pounds in a day. In a week, celebrate that. If it's 1 week and you only lost 1 pound, celebrate that. Because there was one point in time where you weren't losing anything. So you have to be able to be real with yourself and be honest with yourself. And like I stated, celebrating your accomplishments. So with that being stated, you always do, and as I stated, don't ever get yourself sidetracked in thinking that you can't celebrate your accomplishments, because that will be for a long time, to be honest. I learned how to celebrate my accomplishments after I hit a weight loss plateau. I had lost over 50 pounds and my weight was not going anywhere. It was like a screeching halt. And I was so disgusted because I had spent all of this time because for me, my weight loss success was, it wasn't overnight, but I couldn't believe that it happened like it was happening. I had tried so many ways, like most of us, to just lose weight in the past. So I couldn't believe that I was able to lose this weight like this. So for me, I was just motivating and encouraging myself every single day, and the weight was falling off. And then it got to the point where it didn't move at all. And that was due to some behavior that I'd be, you know, honest with myself about. But, you know, that not celebrating my, it got to a point where I got too comfortable and I stopped celebrating. I wasn't celebrating my accomplishments at that time, motivating myself in other ways, but I wasn't celebrating my accomplishments. So what was happening was when I hit that plateau, then that's when I began to celebrate my accomplishments and speak positive to myself. And that's what allowed me to, as I stated, continue to move forward. So I would say celebrating your accomplishments is great. That's something that I always encourage all of my clients to do, even when we're breaking down barriers. So even if you are a heavy soda drinker, you drink a lot of soda, and then I always tell them, because it's always a process, if I take them on as a client and they're someone that drinks 2 or 3 sodas a day, I may challenge them the first week to go down to only 1 a day or what have you, because my thing is that if you try to change something 360 completely, it may not work. So with that being stated, that's why I always encourage to, you know, take baby steps. And what happens is that they may, for instance, what happened is that my clients, they may be on this kick and they may say, oh, hey, I'm only drinking 1 a day. And then something may happen and they may end up, they may have been good the whole week. And one day they may have, something could have happened. It could have been stress. It could have been anything. And they may have had their 2 or 3 sodas one particular day at the end of the week, and then they beat themselves up. But what I tell them to focus on is the fact that they have willpower for X amount of time to actually only drink 1 soda a day. So what happens is that when we focus on the fact that they at least tried and celebrate that accomplishment and not the mishap, then a lot of what happens next week, they'll be able to completely change. And then they'll go from that slip up to 1 soda a day to where they may go, that may encourage them enough for the next week. They may not have a soda at all. So again, and that may be a bit of positive reinforcement as well. But then again, as stated, being able to celebrate your accomplishments and not be so focused on, you know, what you're not happy with or what the mishap may have been, just trying to be, you know, celebrating your accomplishments on that end. So that can definitely be something that motivates you. And you may not necessarily feel like it is, but when you step outside of your journey and look back, you'll see that it definitely does. So let's just discuss the points again, as I was stating, so that if you're writing something down or you're tuning in and you're like, oh, I missed something, we'll just recap. So the first point that I was making was in terms of trusting the process. The first point that I made is to believe in yourself. The second point that we discussed was to try, T-R-Y, exclamation point. Write that down, type it in your phone, your iPad, what have you, whatever type of device that you have, is to try. the next point that we were just discussing was celebrating your accomplishments. So again, these are all things that will help you in the long run. And not necessarily in the long run, but as I stated, it will help you fully on your process as well. So you want to get into the habit of all of these things. These are definitely things that have allowed me to remain consistent and remain, you know, on this whole lifestyle journey. And as I said, it is not, I don't ever state that it's something that is easy. You know, being on this whole healthy lifestyle journey, I had to do all of what I'm talking about, or all of these things that I have talked about in my other shows, I have had to do all of this on a consistent basis, even up until this day. So for those that are on this healthy lifestyle journey and you may be hard on yourself or not realizing what you are capable of, understand that you won't be perfect. You won't ever be perfect. And I'm not perfect by far. We're not perfect individuals. So if you're striving for perfection, let's just put it this way. If you're striving for perfection, then it really won't work in your favor. Because it's extremely hard, as I stated, progress, not perfection. And that is something that you definitely, definitely, definitely have to tell yourself, because it is not, you can't be perfect. And this is why I do what I do, and I don't mind being transparent about my journey and what it is that I do, because I think that, you know, some individuals can believe that, you know, individuals such as myself lost this weight, that live this healthy lifestyle journey, that we're perfect. And it's not that way or what have you at all. So if you write down those key points, just take a minute. And like I always say, is that don't always go by what I say. I share my experiences and how it has worked for me and how it looks for me. But again, everything will look very different for everyone else. So with that being stated, figure out how you want your journey and figure out how you want your process to look for you. So as I stated, you can definitely feel free to write those things down, but also take some time and figure out how you want it to, like I stated, how you want it to look for you. Because what you will see is that once you figure out how you want your journey to look and how you want your process to look, then what will happen is that it'll be much more easier to follow, because we often think that the process has to look a certain way. And if it doesn't look that way, then it's not right. And a lot of the times that's what individuals portray, like, you know, it needs to look like this. And if it doesn't look like this, then you're not doing it right. And that's bogus. So what I always tell individuals to do is figure out how they want their journey to look for them. And even if you are a consistent listener of my show, down points, or you tune back in and you listen or what have you, if you take notes, you'll realize, and if you write down, as stated, when you take a look around or what have you, then just figure out how you want your journey to look for you. So you guys, I am wrapping up this show. If you would, it was actually only 45 today. So if you all would like to get in touch with me, my email is info@inspire2change.co. My website is www.inspire2change.co. I hope you have a beautiful Saturday. Please feel free to reach out to me. And I do thank you all for tuning in. Have a wonderful day.